Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
So Garrett Cole's got to put somebody on their ass today. Bottom line, Garrett Cole's got to put somebody on their behind. That it's not for the reasons that I think many of you probably think when you first hear me say that. Oh, put him on his ass, throw at him, fight. No. It's really so much deeper than that. There's one of two teams that's going to make the World Series from the American League this year. It's either the Yankees or the Orioles. And every little advantage adds up. The first advantage was the Orioles won 3 out of 4 out in Baltimore. Yanks weren't playing well. Obviously, a very different team. Judge was a .170 at that point. Boom, we know what happened. Now you meet up last night. Judge gets rocked. Thank God he's okay. Mm-hmm. Torres gets hurt. He's okay. But there's a checkpoint here from a confidence perspective. And this inner belief that we can kind of do whatever we want en route to winning the division again. And the message that needs to be sent today is, yeah, sure, you can throw up and in at our guys. We know that that's kind of your MO. That's fine. But you do it, and we're going to drill you twice, and we're going to hit you harder, and maybe we will break a bone. I know that this sounds almost like, you know, whatever. I don't care. If the Yankees take this laying down, then this Yankee team doesn't have the heart that's required to be a champion. You take that field, and I'm sorry that Garrett Cole has got to be put in this position his first start. But you know what? Cortez didn't have the stones to do it. I'll tell you who would have. CC Sabathia. So whether it's Gunnar Henderson or whatever star you want to hit, somebody needs to get dropped tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell you, BT, normally I would be in alignment with you. I'm not with this Yankee team. They've got bigger and better things to worry about and focus on than retaliation. The way that they retaliate, they played a terrific game last night and again avoided the Yankees have been very fortunate here, avoiding serious injury potential death blows, whether it's Garrett Cole, whether it is Juan Soto, whether it is Aaron Judge. The ultimate scare with all three of those guys, because you're talking about potentially serious injuries, and all three now, luckily, the Yankees have avoided disaster. So they went out there and kind of ho-hum, beat the best competition they'll face in the American League last night, and I want to see them do it again today on the field. Judge, hopefully, is back. And a lot of people says he wants to be back in there. Whoever is in there, I want to see them mash the Orioles on the field. I want to see Cole dominate them on the field, not get caught up in this retaliation. Maybe that's for another day. For right now, I think the Yankees have bigger fish to fry.
I don't think it's for another day. I think it's for today. It should have been last night. I think it's got to be swift, and I think it's got to be very clear. Like, it can't be, wow, did that one get away? No. There's nothing to interpret. You judge, you put our star, you put one of the best baseball players I've ever seen and his season in peril. And I'm not even saying that there was intent there, but that's not the point.
All right, there was up and in.
Talking about from when Nestor threw one back at
Judge. No. Oh, I thought you meant with Judge.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that they meant to hit Aaron Judge, but that's not the point there. Right. When you live inside, and by the way, commanding the inner part of home plate is part of baseball, going back to Drysdale, Gibson, way before that, you have to do that so you can flourish and then own the outer portion of home plate. It's baseball. I don't have a problem with that. But I will have a big problem if the Yankees don't let the Orioles know this isn't happening on our watch. Can't happen. Yeah. This is what a championship DNA is built.
I'm not saying that they were intentionally hitting or trying to hit or hurt Aaron Judge or Gleyber Torres, But they do pitch up and in Baltimore. And that is something that the Yankees have to get, you know, acclimated to. Or, to your point, I guess, then they in turn need to pitch up and in. I don't think this is just go drill somebody in the back, start a brawl. The Yankees should be above that. And by the way, did you see the post game? I know people are trying to make a big deal about Alex Verdugo and what he was mouthing to one of the Orioles. But in the post game, to a man, Verdugo, Soto, they're all basically saying, we know he wasn't trying to hit Judgy there. It's unfortunate. It happens. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's okay. And then obviously Judge comes out and says he was fine with the x-rays and everything was negative. So, and it's not just the result of that. They pitched up and in. Fine. It happens. Yankees dodged a major ball here. Go out there and beat the Orioles on the field. Don't get caught up in a fight. You want to pitch inside? Sure. I'm not looking to get Gerrit Cole in his first game back, his season debut, caught up in a bean brawl.
Well, then somebody should have done it last night.
Well,
you know, I mean, this goes back to, and I know that you remember this, and this drove me nuts when it happened with Mike Mussina.
Yeah.
Pedro, Soriano, Jeter. Plunk, plunk, hospital, right? Like, I want to make sure it's clear that this is not just, you know, let's start a Royal Rumble.
Right.
This is a baseball thing. This is one team believing that they could do whatever is required to beat the Yankees, and if there's some collateral damage, meaning MRI tubes or broken bones, it's just baseball. They cannot operate with that freedom. They need to dig into the batter's box the way the Yankees batters dig into the batter's box with a fear of some sort of retribution or retaliation. That's baseball. You can pitch inside and you can miss, but when you miss, there's consequences.
But Cortez shut him down last night.
I understand that.
And the Orioles are a good offensive ball club. Nestor Nesty shutting him down without trying to throw inside or knock guys off or make them uncomfortable. Yankees should be above that. The Orioles want to be petty or throw inside or try to come up and in on certain guys. Eventually, they're going to have to pay the price. But for now, I think the more important thing is getting Gerrit Cole back healthy on that mound, going out there and making sure you take the series at the very least, hopefully sweep tomorrow, but take 2 out of 3. I wouldn't be, especially that Judge is okay. I wouldn't be trying to get caught up in any of that.
All right, BT and Sal here on the Fan. 888-808-1019. It's Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair, remind you that you always get the guarantee lowest priced on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Like, really, I look at this season, especially given the dynamics of the quote-unquote relationship right now. The Orioles, now, it was a different Yankees team a year ago. They were almost 20 games better than the Yankees. Now, I know that the Orioles didn't win the World Series. They didn't even play well at all in the playoffs. But right now, the Yankees, even though the Yankees lead the division, are still, in my opinion, kind of chasing the Orioles, okay?
Well, because, they, like you said, last year, hey, I don't care what difference you or changes you make, how different the team is, 19 games is 19 games. That is dominating the division over the Yankees. Oh, and by the way, when they played them this year, they took 3 of 4.
Well, think about it this way. Let's say the Knicks make a power move this summer. Like a massive Booker, which I don't think, but just say Devin Booker.
Celtics stole the team.
Well, that's the point. And like, we can sit here and everybody can sit here and say, well, the Knicks are going to win 62-63. Yeah, you still got to beat the Celtics with the champion. So I know the Orioles aren't the champions, but they are divisional champions. So the road to the American League East runs through Baltimore. And Baltimore does this. They throw inside and they hit batters. And I respect that. Like, I actually wish that the Yankees did that a little bit more. Right. Now, the numbers say that the Yankees don't have to. The Yankees are right. Astonishingly, without Gerrit Cole, is 2.96, by far the best in baseball. It's amazing what their starters have done. But this comes down to a series of checkpoints where you go through this 162-game gauntlet, and invariably, these two teams will be on the same field in October with one of them advancing to the World Series. Because it ain't going to be the Twins, ain't going to be the Guardians, it's not going to be the Astros, it's not going to be anybody, it's going to be the Yankees or the Orioles. And every little advantage, whether it's the standings, statistical in terms of individual play, or a mental advantage that one team has over the other, it adds up. It might be a small little checkpoint, but I'm not letting this go without checking them. You got to hit somebody. I don't think they will. Let me say that as well.
Right.
I don't think that they will.
Cole's not afraid to do so.
I know he's not.
But is this the right spot?
Now let me ask you this.
It's a
before we get to
debut.
These goals. Oh, so what? What's not that? So, but it's not like it's the first time he's thrown a baseball in his life.
I understand. You want him to go out there and throw at somebody? What if he gets tossed from the game?
He's not going to get. No, here's the thing. Now, I would lose my mind if this happens. If Gerrit Cole doesn't do anything early, and I don't think that he will. And Baltimore hits somebody.
And then,
and then the Yankees get warned, and they can't do anything.
Yeah, so you want to get ahead of
Come out, throw the first shot, see what happens.
So you think, and again, I want to hear you answer this, because to me, the importance goes beat the Orioles, have Gerrit Cole go out there and look healthy and look like himself, and then after that, any of the other stuff maybe would fall on a line. But for now, I want to beat the Orioles. You want Cole to go out there basically right out of the gate and send a message early on and drill somebody or come.
You know what? Gerrit Cole's control is so impeccable. Just put it right under Henderson's chin. You don't want to hit him? Throw it right under his face.
Right out of the gate, like Syndergaard.
Right first at bat.
2015.
Well, I mean, now turn sales to the backstop. You know, you're talking about the World Series.
No, I'm talking about.
That's right. I don't care what it looks. I'll let them determine the best way to do it. Just do it. Like when Wayne Gretzky, you know, got pounded by, you know, some goon back in the 80s, anybody have his back? Right. Connor McDavid? I mean, this happens in hockey. If you're going to allow your best player, the best player in baseball, to get stuffed into an MRI tube, at least his arm, because somebody's recklessly thrown inside and you don't do anything about it, that's on you. That's on the Yankees.
Judge almost took things into his own hands last night.
I knew he wasn't doing anything.
Ooh, I would have liked to have seen that one.
He's not that guy. He's big. I don't think he's a fighter. He's not. He's not.
Dude.
He's not.
Sometimes you get ticked off to
I know.
Now, I think maybe he was more worried about his hand. Like, what are you going to do if your hand is compromised?
He can't do anything. No, you just walk to first base and you hope that you're okay.
He gave a nice look.
He did. There you go. Think about the look that Aaron Judge shot Suarez,
right?
Doesn't that tell you all you need to know?
I don't care
what they said in the postgame show. Well, this is what they do. Soto and Doogie. Yeah, not a big deal. Well, your star player, by the looks that he was shooting across the diamond, told us that he was bothered by it. Do something about it. 888-808-1019. It's PT and Sal on the Fan. Joe's in base shooting. Joe, what's going on, buddy? How are you today? Joe.
PT?
Yes, go ahead, Joe. What's happening? Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, you know, so I'm agreeing with you, and I'm making an analogy to the Mets season last year when you guys and everybody else was a little upset by the number of plunks that Pete got and the entire Met team.
Yeah,
and it was never any retaliation.
That's right.
And, you know, you said something earlier about, like, you know, this is part of like a championship DNA. It's just part of a team DNA, and it's also part of baseball, And I love what you're saying, because you don't have to drill somebody in the back, but they got to throw inside, they got to throw up and inside, and if somebody gets hit, because that's what they're doing, and that's what you have to do. And if you do have to plunk somebody, plunk them in the back.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, absolutely, Joe. There's always a place to hit somebody, whether it's in the thigh or the numbers, like Tino got hit by Benitez back, although that was just pure dirty. Listen, the bottom line is I'm happy that you brought up the Alonso stuff, because this will tell you that what's good for the goose, good for the gander.
But that went
I was
on.
All over the Mets for not having Pete Alonso's back.
Me too, but that's different. It went on forever.
Doesn't matter.
A one-off
You
here.
Nicked this one in the butt. It's not a one-off, because then your second baseman got plunked.
If you thought...
Just because...
It wasn't one team, in this case we're talking about the Orioles.
Sal, it was twice in one game in the same spot. Now, like, Torres is not Robinson Cano, and he's certainly not Aaron Judge, but it doesn't mean that we look the other way just because he's hitting 235.
Right.
That's twice. Two guys in your starting lineup got absolutely popped, and both could have broken bones.
I also think it's a different circumstance here. We're talking about trying to beat this team. Yankees need to beat
this
team.
They did. Now do both.
Well, they did once. They got to beat him again and win the series here, and you got Gerrit Cole coming. Like, maybe if this were a different situation and they had, I don't know, Luis Gil, you know, I don't think Stroman's necessarily going to be the guy to retaliate. But
I think Stroman, I think he would be.
I don't know. Maybe he would. I have no idea. But whoever, somebody outside of Cole making his season debut, maybe you want him to go out there and retaliate. Sure. I just don't think this is the right timing for it with the right guy on the mound. He would be the right guy in normal circumstances. If Cole pitched the entire year, and here we are on June 19th, and he's out there in a random, you know, mid-June game against the Orioles, fine. You want to respond back. Not now in his season debut, and not against a team that I think it's important for them to win this series and focus on that. Obviously, they could do both, but my priorities would be winning the game and getting Gerrit Cole healthy as opposed to retaliating.
Okay, I have a sincere question. Like, I've heard this a lot, right? Mm-hmm. I don't tweet much at night, you know that. But I did tweet last night, drill them, retaliate.
Right, immediately.
Okay.
I understand it.
So, but and most people were with me, and it's okay if you're not, but those who weren't were like, I'd rather win the game. I'm honestly, why can't you do both? Why is there this thought that if you hit somebody and you retaliate, you're destined to lose? Do both. Pick the right spot. Put somebody on their ass, dust them up, and win.
But what would have been the right spot last night? Now it's 4-0 game, and it seems great. And let's say Nestor Cortez hits somebody. Yep. And all of a sudden, that starts a little bit of an Orioles rally. They did score two off of Holmes in the ninth with the two-run homer.
They won a
4-2 game. That's not a game you can be messing around in.
Yeah, I think that there's a reason why we look at like the 86 Mets with Darryl and Ray Knight and Kevin Mitchell. Number one, they were amazing. But think about how they protected their turf in their own. And the Yankees with O'Neill and Posada. Like, that's not by act. Championship teams don't just have stud players. They've got those intangibles, that unified force that reveals itself in moments like last night.
Do you think the Mets had a team that cared enough to go out there and protect one of their own?
No.
Okay.
That's why they sucked.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why they stunk.
Do you think, deep down, do you think this Yankee team would really let that type of stuff go if it was if they thought it was a real issue? Or even this, do you really think they're going to let it go?
Well, based on their comments last night, they might.
I don't know, man. I don't.
And
I
based
don't.
On their inaction, they did.
Maybe for now.
So yes, right, maybe.
But maybe for now. I don't think Boone, I don't think Verdugo, Judge, I don't think those guys are going to be okay. Cole, I think those guys will police it when they feel the time is right. I just don't know if today is the day.
I got you. John's in Fresh Meadows, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's going on, John? How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, John.
I have an idea. You tell me if it's plausible.
Okay.
Sending a message to the Orioles if they hit one of the Yankees today. Now, my idea is that the next time they're up, we take Cole out, we put him at first base. We bring in a relief pitcher, maybe one from last night, for one pitch behind the batter and let them know what the message is. Okay, I could follow up from there. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very hokey, John. I understand what you're saying where, you know, so this way, if obviously you get thrown out of the game, you are sparing Garrett Cole. That's never going to happen. That's not going to happen.
I appreciate
the creativity, but no.
I'd rather than throw behind somebody, like, what is that doing ultimately? What I would rather do is pitch up and in consistently. But again, if that's not your game, like the Orioles do this. The Yankees now what? They're going to try and do it just because the Orioles did? No, or you want to hit somebody in the ribs then once and let them know we're not afraid to come in if we have to. So be careful, because if it happens again, then we're going to bury you. I'm fine with that mentality. I just don't think right now with Cole on the mound in his season debut, you're trying to beat this team finally and win a series here, is the right time to worry about that at the forefront.
Another one for you here. Another question. So, and you've said it a few times, and you're right. They said on the broadcast, you watch the Orioles, you know that's how they operate inside. And I respect that.
Judge said it after the game.
Aaron Judge said it as well. A few guys did, right? You said that's what the Orioles do. And you're right. Well, why do the Orioles do that? The Orioles, and I know you know this, I'm just asking rhetorically, the Orioles do that. Because quite frankly, their pitchers really aren't dominant enough where if they get that extra inch by moving you off the plate, then when they get the stuff on the outer portion of home plate instead of squaring things up on the barrel, in theory, softer contact, Orioles pitchers do better. Okay.
Or just making guys uncomfortable.
Well, that's what I mean. Like that's the baseball reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
So that is the baseball reason that they do this. So you're going to allow them to continue to get away with that? So forget about the retaliation or having somebody's back or Judge getting plunked. Just from a baseball philosophy, why wouldn't you try to interrupt what they're trying to do to just beat you?
I just wouldn't prioritize retaliation. You want to make them uncomfortable in the box? I'm fine with that. I prioritize winning and keeping Garrett Cole healthy and getting him on track to go out there and win a World Series as opposed to just retaliate.
If I'm Garrett Cole, I'd put somebody on their ass 3 minutes into this game. I swear to God. 888-808-1019. BT and Sound on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And back to your calls next.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, there you go, Zoo. 1027, BT and Sal back on The Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. So,
what time are we on till today?
Is Evan coming into work today?
Well, I believe so. There's no
better, jury duty. I got a tee time today. I'm leaving no matter what. So, you know.
Well, I was just getting used to it. I'll go to six, baby. Load me up. I'm ready.
It could be the Sal, Loogie, Marash, and Hurley show. I'm teeing off. I ain't playing well, but I ain't going to be here. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. So, here's the thing. I try not to react to results. Now, I know that that sounds odd because our business, we generally, that's what we
right.
almost always have to react to. But specific to situations, I don't mean scoreboard stuff. And I do have a question for those who do not think the Yankees should retaliate today, which I absolutely think that they must. If Aaron Judge's imaging, which thankfully came back favorably, revealed the same thing that Mookie Betts' imaging revealed, meaning he's out 5 weeks, 6 weeks, eight, almost 2 months, baby, okay? In the middle of a pennant race, what would you say then?
The difference, though, in that scenario would be without Judge, I feel like the Yankee season is compromised to a significant level to where I then don't put as much. I know it sounds crazy.
Oh, so you take a double loss? You just stick your tail between your legs? You do nothing and you just start losing games because you lose?
No.
That's even worse.
Well, there's no guarantee you're going to lose the game. But at that particular point, I think I would prioritize retaliation because I'd be so angry that we lost our best player for 6 to 8 weeks or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And I'm not tolerating
that.
See,
but that's where I disagree.
I understand why you would disagree with that, but it's that player. Like, what if Gleyber Torres broke his finger? You know, nobody bat an eye. I'd be like, all right, well, that sucks. Who's next?
Well, it depends. Hold on. If it was just Torres who got hit last night, I think my reaction's different. If it was Judge and Torres and Judge was okay, but Torres was out, even though I don't love Gleyber Torres, I'd be saying the same thing.
If it were just Torres,
I wouldn't say much.
Okay.
I wouldn't say much
but
at that point.
But that's the point. So it's really then about Judge. It's not even that
No. Well, it is and it isn't because Torres did happen as well. So it just compounds and just adds fuel to what I feel about the Judge situation. You got to understand, guys, the Orioles right now, like the Yankees, are trying to grasp and grab every little teeny-weeny advantage as they stack these up in the cupboard for what appears to be inevitably a showdown to represent the America League to get to the World Series. And how does this manifest itself in October? I don't know that I can quantify it except to tell you that every champion that we've seen in this city, baseball-wise, has had a team that responds. So I expect a response tonight.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just saying I wouldn't prioritize it. And I also believe that this Yankee team has that in them, starting with the manager. He's not taking any crap from anybody at any point. Which you got to love. And you don't think the other guys in that clubhouse feel the same way?
So it should be a done deal. So then we expect it to happen.
Well, because, see, I know that they have it in them. Therefore, I don't need to see it now. I don't think the Yankees are going to get punked by anybody. The Mets with Alonso got punked over and over and over. And Buck just sat there and watched it. Nobody said anything. Nobody did anything to a point where I wanted to jump out of my seat and go do it myself. Like, I'll take things into my own hands if I'm the only one who cares. I don't think you need to feel that way with this Yankees group. This is not Joe Torre sitting on his rear end there just watching, you know, in a
malaise. Take it easy. I mean, Joe, you know what I mean, Joe's team's fault.
Yeah, well.
That was the Armando Benitez situation with Tino, with Graham Lloyd. They threw down.
I'm talking about after the fact, where everybody's begging. You talked about the Messina stuff, like those years where you're waiting for the Yankees to retaliate, and they just didn't do it enough. That's not the case here. I think this Yankee team's got fire.
It is the case. I do too, but it is the case until they prove that it's not. They've done nothing together as a team. We keep saying, well, Aaron Rodgers has done nothing for the Jets. Mm. This Yankees team has done zip. So don't you think as you establish certainly more of the cohesion and togetherness and really the blueprint of who you are, don't you think this is kind of a pivotal moment to show us?
Look, maybe one way I can, and not acquiesce here in this debate, but I'll give you that if they did it last night, I wouldn't have had a problem with it at all, obviously. But that would have been the time, like, waiting for this, and especially today with Cole coming back. I can't worry about retaliating when Gerrit Cole's making a season debut. That's the only big issue I have here. You want to do it last night up 4-0, drill somebody, send a message early on in that game after it happens? Fine. Do it then. Right then and there. This waiting nonsense, especially now with Cole,
They didn't do it.
Now you're putting a lot on Cole. All right, let's paint a quick hypothetical here.
Don't
know if this is going to be the case, but let's say Cole goes out there right out of the gate. The Orioles are on edge because they're potentially anticipating some retaliation.
And by the way, as a 10-second aside, if the umpires warn anybody before the game, I'm done with
baseball.
Right,
that's ridiculous.
Stop.
That would just be ridiculous.
Let's assume
the right thing and not have anybody warn. First inning, Orioles a little bit on edge because they're expecting, anticipating retaliation.
As they should.
Cole comes up and in, hits somebody.
Okay, take your base. Too bad.
Okay. What if before the guy takes his base, he comes, charges them out?
Well, you better make sure your first baseman and third baseman get out there fast.
Yeah,
because but think about this, Sal. You know kind of as a team what's going to happen. So
he's going to get to Cole first before anybody, before Ben Rice gets there, before LeMahieu walks his way over there in his wheelchair. It'll take him 10 years to get the mound before. So if Cole, and then now you got Gerrit Cole, who just drilled somebody on purpose.
I know what you're saying.
I'm just saying that could cause a bleep storm.
I know what you're saying.
That you don't want for the best team in baseball.
Okay, I do understand that. And there was the situation years ago, Nettles and Bill Lee for the Red Sox. This is I want to say 78 or so. I could be off. I mean, a million years ago. And Nettles, who was a boxer as well. Like, they got new. I think it was Carlton and Lou Piniella at the plate or third. But I think it was Lou on a collision. And they just started throwing down. And Nettles wound up taking Bill Lee down and ruined his whole shoulder, right? So things could happen.
Right.
But think about how many times there are skirmishes and it doesn't happen. And by the way, I don't even want to fight. I'm not saying that.
But I'm saying it might. If you're retaliating on purpose.
I understand that that's a possibility.
That's a risk. Yeah.
That's okay. And if you want to be a champion and if you want to look and smell and taste and feel like a champion, this is a checkpoint you got to pass. You have to. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, on Hell in Morristown, New Jersey. On Hell, what's happening, buddy?
Yeah, I appreciate that you say on Hell.
That's right. A couple of years of Spanish, dope. My friend. Yes.
just on this point on the Yankees and Cole, it's almost like a set the tone moment, kind of like Sal likes this, like a Syndergaard 15, up and in real quick, set the tone and then beat their butt, you know, and completely dominate the game. But something's got to happen tonight, whether they get hit or whether we bust them in. Mm-hmm. There's no back down in this team, right?
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. Put it this way. Thanks for the call there, buddy. I would like to get on the air tomorrow and say, nice. We know what they are talent-wise. Now we're seeing that there is no back down. Why can I say that?
Right.
Because Verdugo looks tough.
I feel like, and even that wasn't legit.
No, I don't mean the last time. I mean the other stuff. Like, he's a dog and stuff.
Yeah.
You're a dog, don't be a poodle tonight. Be a pit bull.
Okay.
Be a Rottweiler.
So
do something.
I'll ask you and other Yankee fans then. So let's say Cole does retaliate. First inning, goes out there, drills somebody, up and in, sends the message, you're happy, you're satisfied, then they lose the game. How do you feel tomorrow?
Well, but they can... It depends how they lose.
Well,
specific to the message.
Are you going to be happy tomorrow and say, well, you know what? They lost the game, but at least they retaliated.
Okay, but
see,
this,
for me, I'd be annoyed. And now I know both can happen, but I'm painting you that specific scenario.
They could win.
Yeah, but it seems like you and maybe other Yankee fans would be happier as long as they retaliated, regardless of what happens with the result tonight.
Put it this way. I wouldn't say that I would be happier if they don't do anything and they win versus doing something and losing. That's ridiculous. But I do believe if they don't do anything and they still win, it's a little hollow because the Orioles still have a mental advantage.
So would you rather them do something and lose or not do something and win?
How about you do something and you take your chances?
I know, but I'm giving you two options.
Well, here's the third option.
Do something and win. No, but I don't like your options.
Your options stink. Your options fit your part of the conversation, obviously, you know?
You have to pick one, true or false. Which one? Would you rather the Yankees win but do nothing or do something and lose?
You can think I'm lying. I honestly think that I'd almost prefer that they do something and lose.
I know. No, I think you're telling the truth. That's the point.
But it sets a tone for the rest of the season.
Okay.
I respect
staying true to what you believe.
You know, this is June. I just think that this is a time to become a little more galvanized as a group. And, you know, I mean, the Orioles think that they can punk you.
That's where our disagreement is. You prioritize sending that message, setting the tone long term. I prioritize winning tonight.
All right.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. First call to correctly identify last night's turning point of the game. Yankees tidy 4-2 win over the O's. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets. Not one, but two. Very nice. To a 2024 Yanks regular season game. And it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. It is now 10:45. BT and Sound on the Fan. Brandon's here, the Sal Licata Show. 888-808-1019. Those Mets keep humming. We'll start weaving them in top of the hour. Right now, we get back to you. And if you're just tuning in, by the way, if you missed anything, the free Odyssey app, hit rewind, get up to speed. But the thumbnail is this. The Orioles think they can do whatever they want. And tonight, the Yankees need to let them know that they can't. You need to drill somebody or at least go up and in immediately. 888-808-1019. Sal's in Brooklyn. Sal, what's going on, bud?
What's going on, boys? Hoping all is well.
All right, Sal, you too.
Sally boy, I got to disagree with you a little bit. What about a scenario? You keep throwing things out there. What if they don't retaliate and lose or don't retaliate and win? Don't just say don't and win or don't and lose. The bottom line is...
Well, hold on a second, Sal. I was asking BT a specific question. Which one would he rather have? So, yeah, you could make up other stuff. You could ask me. You want to come up with a scenario and ask me? Do that. But don't tell me what I could ask him or not. I want to ask his...
No, don't get upset with me, man.
No, I'm just telling you.
Relax, I got you. But you're just throwing stuff out there. Now,
I'm not just throwing stuff out there. So stop saying that.
You get riled up so quick, man.
What is your point, Sal?
The point is, you're at home. You have to set the tone. You have to keep chemistry in the clubhouse. You have to keep this winning attitude. And you can't have a tail between your legs. I'm going to back down because Baltimore throws in. And I'm more worried about winning a game than setting the tone and keeping what we got going.
Yeah.
That's my point.
All right, so Sal, then let me ask you. Are you then, would you rather retaliate than win tonight? Very simple.
I would 100%.
You'd rather retaliate? Okay, there you go.
Because at least you're consistent.
So that's at least two on the record, BT and now Sal in Brooklyn, saying that they'd rather retaliate than win the game tonight. That's your opinion. I respect it, and I understand it. For me, I'd rather win tonight. It's this team. It's with Cole on the mound. It's just unique circumstance. I'm always for retaliating. I never want to get punked out there. But I don't think the Yankees are a type of team that's going to allow the punking to take place. Although I'd rather them have retaliated last night, which they didn't do. Today, to me, is not the day.
Well, then that's why I'm surprised that you would say that you think this Yankee team is not the kind of team that would allow another team to punk them, because they did.
They played Baltimore plenty of times.
I understand
that. They needed to win a game last night.
Put the hammer down tonight. Let them know this is it. You clipped us 3 out of 4 in Baltimore. You beat us fair and square.
How about Thursday? You're up. You win tonight. You go 2 games to none of the
wait?
Series. Then at least if you lose the game, it's not a big deal. You already win the series.
Yeah, and that's where we disagree. Like, again, I'd love to win, but if they lose, then they send a message, and it kind of propels them and reinforces maybe who they can be as a team, then I'm okay with maybe sacrificing an otherwise meaningless, even though it's against the Orioles, middle of June game here. But to me, it's like there's got to be a connection. Like when you now Sammy's, she's only 3, so you're not going to really yell at her big time yet or whatever, you know, punish her. But when your child does something, does it make any sense to revisit it 2 days later?
No.
You address it immediately.
You hold them accountable. But then the issue is not that they should retaliate tonight. It's that they should have retaliated last night.
Well, that's why it's the first thing I said. The Yankees should have drilled somebody last night. I said Gerrit Cole better do it tonight.
But now, why is that Gerrit Cole's problem?
Because he's up next.
But it's a season debut.
So
it's not
what?
Fair, and he's your best pitcher. Do that. See, to me, Cole is a guy, under normal circumstances, I'd have no issues trusting that Gerrit Cole is going to respond. However, this is not a normal circumstance where he's going to be on a pitch count, 80 to 90 pitches max?
I would say probably 80 to 80, 80, not even 90. I think it's below that.
Season debut, Yankee Stadium, against the best competition you're going to face all year.
Sounds
in the American
like the perfect
League.
Time to do it to me. Oh, it's a good script. You know what, by the way, if this was like Luis Gil, I wouldn't go the other way, but I would understand it more. Yeah, I know it's Gerrit Cole's first start of the season, but of all the pitchers on the staff, outside of maybe Stroman, who's been around for a long time, I feel like he's got the most experience. Like, I think he's wired. He's been here. There's been other situations with the Astros, with good Yankee teams, where he understands the deal. I don't think he'd be overwhelmed, and I don't think he would mismanage the situation. I think he's perfect to do it.
But he's coming back from a scary issue here.
Well, then he shouldn't pitch at all.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, that's going to be the priority. Off of all this, we're worried about him missing, you know, the season or maybe not making a start. Now in his season debut, we're going to have him thrown in the middle of a bean brawl. I just wouldn't do it tonight.
Let me get Chris in Manhattan with BT and Sal. Chris, what's going on, bud?
Guys, love the discussion. You know, by the way, BT, if you want any tips on how not to retaliate, you can talk to Met fans and Sal and don't ask this. We can tell you what not to do. But, you know, I see both sides of this, but look, as a Mets fan, I came home, I celebrated the Mets win, then I went over and watched some of the the interviews on the Yankees. The one thing I think is weak is I saw Nestor talking about how unacceptable that is to pick like that, and then, what did he do?
Did nothing. Nothing.
He did nothing, and I don't really, that to me, that's weak. And I also understand Sal's point, like, now you're going to put this on Cole, and I have no doubt that Cole might or can do it, but it is another dynamic, but it's tricky, but ultimately Nestor did nothing and then spoke a big game about it. So I don't know.
I heard that post game too. I didn't love that either, Chris. I didn't think it was a great look. I'm not going to bury Cortez for what he said. I am disappointed in what he didn't do. Yeah, I am.
I'd be fascinated to see what the real conversation. Now, oddly, Boone was not there in the beginning of the game.
Matter of fact, son graduated.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying it's just odd that what happens, he's listening to Aaron Judge get drilled as he's trying to drive to the stadium.
He said he was on the phone with Cashman when it happened. I watched Boone's presser. I usually do. And first he said he was listening to Susan coming to the stadium.
Right, that's what I heard.
But then he said he was actually literally on the phone with Cash when he got hit, and Cashman described what happened because he had the radio down. I guess he had Bluetooth going, whatever. Yeah.
Right. So then Boone has to get to the stadium a little bit later. But I'm fascinated about the conversation that takes place now with the Yankees. But in general, like, did it even happen with the Mets? I doubt it. When Alonso was getting drilled or Buck, they probably just let it go. Does it take place where Boone talks to either Nestor or reliever or Cole? Do the teammates get together and say, how are we going to do this? Is there a plan? Or is it just, I don't need to talk to Cole. He'll figure it out. Like, it's either Boone leaves it alone or he says, all right, what are we going to do about this? Or how do you want to approach this?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I can't imagine that it's unspoken. I just can't imagine.
Do you think it needs to be spoken to Gerrit Cole?
No, but I do think because
if anything, it needs to be spoken the other way. Hey, be careful here.
Be careful. As he navigates the emotions of his return and all that stuff. Yeah. Understood. There's no way. See, this is my issue, though. The way the Yankees, like, their looks in the dugouts and Aaron Judge's reaction as soon as he got hit, it was not consistent with what they said post-game. Like, they said, that's what they do. We didn't think they would throw it out. And Soto said that. Verdugo said that. Well, which one is it, guys? Don't shoot the stare and the crazy looks if in 2 hours later you say it's okay.
And it also shouldn't be, well, we don't think he was throwing at him on purpose.
Not
it
the point.
Matter.
Not
he
the
hit
point.
Him.
Not the point,
yeah.
Sal. Right? Not
you.
The point.
It hit him. So
yes.
They were missing the point. Now, whether you retaliate, when you retaliate, different conversations. But at that particular time, to hear almost every Soto was just like, eh, you know, we talked to Judge, and we don't think the Orioles meant any. Like, that's not what you want to hear. Hey, they hit our guy. They came up and in. It could be a problem here.
Finally, you're coming around to what I'm thinking right now.
No,
now you see partially why I'm annoyed.
Understood, but I think, like, I really do believe Boone won't accept that. And I know Judge won't accept that. And he's the captain.
Yeah.
So what he says goes, I know Garrett Cole won't accept that. I just don't think tonight is the right night to retaliate. And I do believe the Yankees, outside of Soto, who I don't think Soto's got that fight in them. I think Soto's just loves baseball. Now, maybe he does.
I think he's got more of that than Judge.
What?
Yeah, I do. Fight, like that kind of, yeah, I do.
The way he talked about it last night, it felt, I don't want to say separate, and I don't want to say he doesn't have enough fight in him, but it seemed like he just treated it as just, you know, it's baseball and it happens, they pitched up and in.
Maybe he's buddies with Suarez. I don't know. Maybe they know each other. You know, you never know those dynamics. I don't know. I think Soto's a dog. I do.
A guy who's going to fight?
I think so.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, tonight.
Just tonight.
Sean's in order. And again, I don't want to see a fight. I just want to see some old school baseball.
May lead to a fight, though.
You take that chance. That's fine. That's okay.
We were getting there last night.
Sean's in Orlando. He's down there. What's going on, Sean? BT and Sal, how are you?
Hey, BT. So how's it going, guys?
All right.
I personally think Cole's going to retaliate tonight. I think he's going to send a message that I'm back. Like, I'm the leader of this staff, and who do you trust more than anybody to send a message?
No, he's the
guy. And there's two players you got to go at. It's either Rutschman or Henderson.
Yep.
They hit Judge. You got to hit either Henderson and Rutschman.
That's
right. You do it in the first inning.
Yep.
And Cole's going to do it right between the numbers, whereas, you know, it's intentional, but he's going to hit you right in the back. I don't want to put the pressure on Heel because Heel is a little wild, and you don't want a headshot or nothing like that.
True.
So Cole's the guy.
Yeah, and Sean,
I get it.
Yeah, listen, I agree. I think he's perfect to do this, to not make it worse, but to diffuse it. And that's the objective here. You do want to diffuse it. You don't want to amplify it in attention. Now, you understand that if certain things happen, the risk of it being amplified is there.
You're amplifying. If you retaliate, you're amplifying.
Well, then that's a risk I'm willing to take if I'm trying to win a championship. And my best player just got drilled and was about maybe a nano, like an inch away from being out for 2 months like Mookie Betts. I'll take that chance.
So if we're thinking about it and we're talking about it,
yep.
You know the Orioles are as well.
Sure.
And if I'm Brandon Hyde, the Orioles manager,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling my guys, hey, look, you do what ultimately you want to do, but if somebody drilled me on purpose, I wouldn't take that.
I think it's the opposite.
You think he's going to let them just sit there and take it?
I don't know that.
Against the Yankees, trying to send a message and show we're not afraid of anybody.
Okay, so the Orioles are allowed to, you know.
No.
But you don't want the Yankees to send the message.
No.
I mean,
I didn't say so. I said if they drill you on purpose.
Yep.
Like, Hyde could be just thinking, and the Yankees said it themselves, that they don't think that the Orioles were throwing on purpose at Judge. So Hyde's thinking, well, we didn't throw anybody on purpose. It got away from us. Big deal. The guy's not even hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If you drill one of our stars on purpose.
Yeah.
He's going to run out there and go get you.
Maybe he will. Maybe he will. But you know what? The one thing about hitters is, you know, they understand. Not all of them. You got some hotheads, and it could get dangerous. I get that. I don't want it to, but it could. But most hitters on this, especially when it's Judge, when Aaron Judge leaves the game, goes for an MRI, additional imaging, like the Orioles, every guy that's in their hotel room right now having probably a $79 breakfast, Lord knows what else they have.
Yeah.
And they get ready for the game here. They know, you know, 1 through 5, 1 through 6 in the order, there's a good chance somebody's get whacked, okay? And for the most part, they compartmentalize that properly as long as it's below the neck and it's not in a dangerous spot. I don't know, and we'll get more of these calls coming up. Get to the Mets as well. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. I think, I do, that if Cole hits one of these guys in the right spot, Gunner, whomever, that they're going to put their bat down, take it like a man, go to first base. I think it ends.
888-808-1019, powered by AT&T Business.
All right, Wendy Wendy's Yankees Turning Point of the Game contest. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. First caller to correctly identify last night's turning point of the game. Yankees tidy 4-2 win over the O's. 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326. And you'll receive two pairs of tickets. Not one, but two. Very nice. To a 2024 Yanks regular season game. And it's all from your flagship station for New York Yankees baseball, The Fan. It is now 10:45. BT and Sound on the Fan. Brandon's here, the Sal Licata Show. 888-808-1019. Those Mets keep humming. We'll start weaving them in top of the hour. Right now, we get back to you. And if you're just tuning in, by the way, if you missed anything, the free Odyssey app, hit rewind, get up to speed. But the thumbnail is this. The Orioles think they can do whatever they want. And tonight, the Yankees need to let them know that they can't. You need to drill somebody or at least go up and in immediately. 888-808-1019. Sal's in Brooklyn. Sal, what's going on, bud?
What's going on, boys? Hoping all is well.
All right, Sal, hey, you too.
Sally boy, I got to disagree with you a little bit. What about a scenario? You keep throwing things out there. What if they don't retaliate and lose or don't retaliate and win? Don't just say don't and win or don't and lose. The bottom line is...
Well, hold on a second, Sal. I was asking BT a specific question. Which one would he rather have? So, yeah, you could make up other stuff. You could ask me. You want to come up with a scenario and ask me? Do that. But don't tell me what I could ask him or not. I want to ask his...
No, don't get upset with me, man.
No, I'm just telling you.
Relax, I got you, but you're just throwing stuff out there. Now,
I'm not just throwing stuff out there. So stop saying
that. You get riled up so quick, man.
What is your point? What is your point, Sal?
The point is, you're at home. You have to set the tone. You have to keep chemistry in the clubhouse. You have to keep this winning attitude. And you can't have a tail between your legs. I'm going to back down because Baltimore throws in. And I'm more worried about winning a game than setting the tone and keeping what we got going.
Yeah.
That's my point.
All right, so Sal, then let me ask you. Are you then, would you rather retaliate than win tonight? Very simple.
I would 100%.
You'd rather retaliate? Okay, there you go. At least you're consistent. That's at least two on the record, BT and now Sal in Brooklyn, saying that they'd rather retaliate than win the game tonight. That's your opinion. I respect it, and I understand it. For me, I'd rather win tonight. It's this team. It's with Cole on the mound. It's just unique circumstance. I'm always for retaliating. I never want to get punked out there. But I don't think the Yankees are a type of team that's going to allow the punking to take place, although I'd rather them have retaliated last night, which they didn't do. Today, to me, is not the day.
Well, then that's why I'm surprised that you would say that you think this Yankee team is not the kind of team that would allow another team to punk them, because they did.
They played Baltimore plenty of times.
I understand
that. They needed to win a game last night.
Put the hammer down tonight. Let them know this is it. You clipped us 3 out of 4 in Baltimore. You beat us fair and square.
How about Thursday? You're up. You win tonight. You go 2 games to none
of
the series. Then at least if you lose the game, it's not a big deal. You already win the series.
Yeah, and that's where we disagree. Like, again, I'd love to win, but if they lose, then they send a message, and it kind of propels them and reinforces maybe who they can be as a team, then I'm okay with maybe sacrificing an otherwise meaningless, even though it's against the Orioles, middle of June game here. But to me, it's like there's got to be a connection. Like when you now Sammy's, she's only 3, so you're not going to really yell at her big time yet or whatever, punish her. But when your child does something, does it make any sense to revisit it 2 days later?
No.
You address it immediately.
You hold them accountable. But then the issue is not that they should retaliate tonight. It's that they should have retaliated last night.
Well, that's why it's the first thing I said. The Yankees should have drilled somebody last night. I said Gerrit Cole better do it tonight.
But now, why is that Gerrit Cole's problem?
Because he's up next.
But it's a season debut.
So
it's not fair, and he's your best pitcher. Do that. See, to me, Cole is a guy, under normal circumstances, I'd have no issues trusting that Gerrit Cole is going to respond. However, this is not a normal circumstance where he's going to be on a pitch count, 80 to 90 pitches max?
I would say probably 80 to 80. 80, not even 90. I think it's below that.
Season debut, Yankee Stadium, against the best competition you're going to face all year
Sounds
in the American
like the perfect
League.
Time to do it to me. It's a good script. You know what, by the way? If this was like Luis Gil, I wouldn't go the other way, but I would understand it more. Yeah, I know it's Gerrit Cole's first start of the season, but of all the pitchers on the staff, outside of maybe Stroman, who's been around for a long time, I feel like he's got the most experience. Like, I think he's wired. He's been here. There's been other situations with the Astros, with good Yankee teams, where he understands the deal. I don't think he'd be overwhelmed, and I don't think he would mismanage the situation. I think he's perfect to do it.
But he's coming back from a scary issue here.
Well, like, then he shouldn't pitch at all.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, that's going to be the priority. Off of all this, we're worried about him missing, you know, the season or maybe not making a start. Now in his season debut, we're going to have him thrown in the middle of a bean brawl. I just wouldn't do it tonight.
Let me get Chris in Manhattan with BT and Sal. Chris, what's going on, bud?
Guys, love the discussion. You know, by the way, BT, if you want any tips on how not to retaliate, you can talk to old Met fans and Sal and don't ask this. Yeah, we can tell you what not to do. But, you know, I see both sides of this. But, look, as a Met fan, I came home, I celebrated the Mets win, then I went over and watched some of the, you know, the interviews on the Yankees. The one thing I think is weak is I saw Nestor talking about how unacceptable that is to pick like that. And then, well, what did he do?
Did nothing. Nothing.
You did nothing, and I don't really. That to me, that's weak. And I also understand Sal's point. Like, now you're going to put this on Cole, and I have no doubt that Cole might or can do it. But it is another dynamic. But it's tricky. But ultimately, Nestor did nothing and then spoke a big game about it. So I don't know.
I heard that post game too. I didn't love that either, Chris. I didn't think it was a great look. I'm not going to bury Cortez for what he said. I am disappointed in what he didn't do. Yeah. I am.
I'd be fascinated to see what the real conversation. Now, oddly, Boone was not there in the beginning of the game.
Matter of fact, son graduated.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm saying it's just odd that what happens, he's listening to Aaron Judge get drilled as he's trying to drive to the stadium.
He said he was on the phone with Cashman when it happened. I watched Boone's presser. I usually do. And first he said he was listening to Susan coming to the stadium.
Right, that's what I heard.
But then he said he was actually literally on the phone with Cash when he got hit. And Cashman described what happened because he had the radio down. I guess he had Bluetooth going, whatever. Yeah.
Right. So then Boone has to get to the stadium a little bit later. But I'm fascinated about the conversation that takes place now with the Yankees. But in general, like, did it even happen with the Mets? I doubt it. When Alonso was getting drilled or Buck, they probably just let it go. Does it take place where Boone talks to either Nestor or reliever or Cole? Do the teammates get together and say, how are we going to do this? Is there a plan? Or is it just, I don't need to talk to Cole. He'll figure it out. Like, it's either Boone leaves it alone or he says, all right, what are we going to do about this? Or how do you want to approach this?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I can't imagine that it's unspoken. I just can't imagine.
Do you think it needs to be spoken to Gerrit Cole?
No, but I do think because
if anything, it needs to be spoken the other way. Hey, be careful here.
Be careful. As he navigates the emotions of his return and all that stuff. Yeah. Understood. There's no way. See, this is my issue, though. The way the Yankees, like, their looks in the dugouts and Aaron Judge's reaction as soon as he got hit, it was not consistent with what they said post-game. Like, they said, that's what they do. We didn't think they would throw it at him. Verdugo said that. Well, which one is it, guys? Don't shoot the stare and the crazy looks if 2 hours later you say it's okay.
And it also shouldn't be, well, we don't think he was throwing at him on purpose.
Not
it
the point.
Matter.
Not
he
the
hit
point.
Him.
Not the point, yeah. Sal.
Right?
Not the point.
It hit him. So
yes.
They were missing the point. Now, whether you retaliate, when you retaliate, different conversations. But at that particular time, to hear almost every Soto was just like, you know, we talked to Judgey and we don't think the Orioles meant any. Like, that's not what you want to hear. Hey, they hit our guy. They came up and in. It could be a problem here.
Finally, you're coming around to what I'm thinking right now.
No,
now you see partially why I'm annoyed.
Understood. But I think, like, I really do believe Boone won't accept that. And I know Judge won't accept that. And he's the captain.
Yeah.
So what he says goes, I know Gerrit Cole won't accept that. I just don't think tonight is the right night to retaliate. And I do believe the Yankees, outside of Soto, who I don't think Soto's got that fight in them. I think Soto's just loves baseball. Now, maybe he does.
And I think he's got more of that than Judge.
What?
Yeah, I do. Fight, like that kind of, yeah, I do.
The way he talked about it last night, it felt, I don't want to say separate, and I don't want to say he doesn't have enough fight in him, but it seemed like he just treated it as just, you know, it's baseball and it happens. They pitched up and in.
Maybe he's buddies with Suarez. I don't know. Maybe they know each
saying,
other.
Like,
you know, you never know those dynamics. I don't know. I think Soto's a dog. I do.
A guy who's going to fight?
I think so.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, tonight.
Just tonight.
Sean's in order. And again, I don't want to see a fight. I just want to see some old school baseball.
May lead to a fight, though.
That, you take that chance. That's fine. That's okay.
We were getting there last night.
Sean's in Orlando. He's down there. What's going on, Sean? BT and Sal, how are you?
Hey, BT, Sal. How's it going, guys?
That's all right.
I personally think Cole's going to retaliate tonight. I think he's going to send a message that I'm back. Like, I'm the leader of this staff, and who do you trust more than anybody to send a message?
No, he's the guy.
And there's two,
And there's two players you got to go at. It's either Rutschman or Henderson.
Yep.
They hit Judge. You got to hit either Henderson and Rutschman.
That's
and
right.
You do it in the first inning.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Cole's going to do it right between the numbers, whereas you know it's intentional, but he's going to hit you right in the back. I don't want to put the pressure on Heald because Heald is a little wild and you don't want a headshot or nothing like that.
True.
So Cole's the guy.
Yeah, and Sean.
I get it.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's perfect to do this to not make it worse, but to diffuse it. And that's the objective here. You do want to diffuse it. You don't want to amplify it in attention. Now, you understand that if certain things happen, the risk of it being amplified is there.
You're amplifying. If you retaliate, you're amplifying.
Well, then that's a risk I'm willing to take if I'm trying to win a championship. And my best player just got drilled and was about maybe a nano, like an inch away from being out for 2 months like Mookie Betts. I'll take that chance.
So if we're thinking about it and we're talking about it,
yep.
You know the Orioles are as well.
Sure.
And if I'm Brandon Hyde, the Orioles manager,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling my guys, hey, look, you do what ultimately you want to do, but if somebody drilled me on purpose, I wouldn't take that.
I think it's the opposite.
You think he's going to let them just sit there and take it?
I don't know that.
Against the Yankees, trying to send a message and show we're not afraid of anybody.
Okay, so the Orioles are allowed to, you know.
No.
But you don't want the Yankees to send the message.
No.
I mean,
I didn't say that. I said if they drill you on purpose.
Yep.
Like, Hyde could be just thinking, and the Yankees said it themselves, that they don't think that the Orioles were throwing on purpose at Judge. So Hyde's thinking, well, we didn't throw at anybody on purpose. It got away from us. Big deal. The guy's not even hurt. Mm-hmm. If you drill one of our stars on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm going to have, he's going to run out there and go get you.
Maybe he will. But you know what? The one thing about hitters is, you know, they understand, not all of them. You got some hotheads and it could get dangerous. I get that. I don't want it to, but it could. But most hitters on this, especially when it's Judge, when Aaron Judge leaves the game, goes for an MRI, additional imaging, like the Orioles, every guy that's in their hotel room right now having probably a $79 breakfast, Lord knows what else they have. And they get ready for the game here. They know, you know, 1 through 5, 1 through 6 in the order, there's a good chance somebody's get whacked, okay? And for the most part, they compartmentalize that properly as long as it's below the neck and it's not in a dangerous spot. I don't know, and we'll get more of these calls coming up. Get to the Mets as well. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan. I do, that if Cole hits one of these guys in the right spot, Gunner, whomever, that they're going to put their bat down, take it like a man, go to first base. I think it ends.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.